Anti-vaxxers could fuel spike in childhood diseases. It will be horrific. A recent gathering in a Quality Inn ballroom in rural Bradley, Illinois, offered a glimpse, terrifying to most epidemiologists, thrilling to longtime vaccine safety activists, of America's growing political divide over vaccinations and its implications for the nation's health. Ostensibly, the meeting was a community forum about employer mandates for COVID vaccines that the organizer expected to draw 80 people in this overwhelmingly Republican exurb of Chicago. Instead, more than 300 people piled in, mostly to complain about the notion that anyone, a boss, a school, a government, could force them to take any vaccines at all. As one libertarian county commissioner told the crowd, "I will fight for your right to believe in whatever God, medicine, or way of life you choose." The event is being replicated in some form or another in cities and towns across America, emblematic of a growing grassroots movement of people who believe that vaccine mandates for COVID, yes, but increasingly for other diseases as well, are an affront to their personal freedom. That represents a marked shift from pre-pandemic times, when vaccine opponents typically based their reasoning on medical concerns and were largely comprised of a few religious sects and a small number of left-leaning activists seeking explanations for rising rates of autism. As the anti-vax mandate movement gains political traction, particularly on the right, medical experts fear it could not only cripple efforts to eradicate COVID, but could also lead to a surge in long-conquered diseases from mumps to whooping cough to smallpox. There are some more conservative states where we are likely to see other non-COVID vaccine mandates under attack, and it is very worrisome, says Marcus Plessia, chief medical officer of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. If we have some of these pediatric infection diseases come back, it will be horrific,